This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Denver Health is among a handful of hospitals nationwide that have paused gender-affirming surgeries for young people. The hospital put the procedures on hold as it evaluates President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health's hold applies to anyone under 19. It's still unclear whether the hospital will continue providing other gender-affirming care for youth, including hormone therapy and puberty blockers. However, the hospital says it will continue to offer primary and behavioral health care for those patients. Steep tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada could go into effect as early as tomorrow, according to the Trump administration. That has local businesses in a state of uncertainty. CPR's Ben Marcus.
Colorado is a major importer and exporter of agricultural products to Mexico. Mike Peterson runs a farm and ranch in Sedgwick, Colorado, near the Nebraska border. He said even in a place that politically supports President Donald Trump, there's apprehension about the impact of tariffs.
I think everybody's just a little bit concerned of how this is going to affect the local ranchers, farmers, and businesses that rely on those ranchers and farmers.
Peterson predicted that already high costs on his farm would rise in a tariff war. If Mexico retaliates with tariffs on beef exports, that will hurt ranchers. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
High temperatures along the Front Range are forecast to be in the 60s and may even push 70 degrees in Denver between tomorrow and Wednesday. In the mountains, expect a high of 51 at Keystone on Monday and 50 on Tuesday. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.